Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school DNB intro that feels glued, intentional, and 11 Ableton Live 12, not just a loop, a proper opening statement. We want crisp transients up top, dusty mids in the middle, and a low end that stays disciplined so the drop can hit with real authority. The big idea here is that the intro is not just about sound selection. It's about contrast, movement, and automation. In drum and bass, the intro has a job to do. It needs to establish the groove, hold back enough energy to make the drop bigger, and still keep the listener engaged while the full bassline is withheld or only hinted at. So think of this as arrangement polish first, sound design second. We're going to shape the way the drums, dust, bass tees, and effects evolve over 16 bars, so the intro feels like a story unfolding rather than a static loop. Let's start with the architecture. Set up a 16-bar intro in arrangement view. Give it a clear shape. Bars 1 to 4 should feel sparse and confident. Bars 5 to 8 bring in more texture and a bass tease. Bars 9 to 12 increase the drum activity and add small fills. Bars 13 to 16 should build tension and leave a clear runway into the drop. That 16-bar phrasing matters a lot in DNB. DJs feel that structure instinctively, even if they're not thinking about it consciously. So keep the opening clean, and make the final bar before the drop feel like it's pulling forward. I like to organize the session into simple groups. Drums, dust, bass tees, effects, and prints or resamples. That keeps the automation work manageable and makes decisions easier later. Now let's build the drum layer. Start with a chopped break or a layered break and drum combination. For this style, you want the kick and snare to feel punchy, but not full scale yet. The hats and little rhythmic details are what keep the motion alive. If you're using simpler, slice the break and play it like an instrument. If you're using drum rack, layer individual hits and maybe a few break fragments. Then clean it up with a EQ8. High pass the break layer somewhere around 30 to 45 Hz to remove any useless low rumble. If the break feels boxy, make a gentle dip somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. After that, add drum bus. Keep it tasteful. A little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. A touch of crunch if needed, but don't overdo it. Boom usually stays off or very low in an intro unless you specifically want the kick to feel heavier. Then put a glue compressor or standard compressor on the drum bus for cohesion. Slowish attack, so you preserve the transient bite. Keep the release relaxed or on auto, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That transient detail is important. The snare crack and hat edge are what make the intro feel alive before the bass fully enters. If you flatten that too much, the whole thing starts to feel they. Now let's add the dusty mids. This is where the old school character lives. The dusty mid layer is what makes the intro feel like it has history, texture, and grit. It can come from a duplicated break, a resampled room tone, a vinyl style ambience, or even a filtered version of an amen fragment. A very effective Ableton workflow is to duplicate the break track, then put auto filter on the copy and low pass it so it sits in the dusty zone rather than fighting the top end. Then add saturator or overdrive to roughen it up. You don't need much, just enough to make it feel worn in and tactile. After that, erosion can add a little unstable texture in the upper mids. Keep it subtle. The goal is not to make noise for the sake of noise. The goal is to create a mid-range bed that feels alive. If the layer gets too wide or washed out, use utility to pull it a bit more centered. In this style, the dust should support the groove, not blur it. Now automate that filter cutoff over the course of the intro. Start darker, then open it slightly by bar 8 or 12. That slow reveal creates momentum. Even when the arrangement is restrained, the ear still feels movement. Next, the bass tease. This is where a lot of people give away too much too soon. Don't do that. The intro bass should behave like a silhouette. You want the audience to feel the weight without hearing the full monster yet. Use a Reese, a filtered saw patch, operator, wave eatable, or resampled bass fragment from the drop if you already have the sound designed. Low pass it heavily with auto filter. Keep the cutoff somewhere in the low to mid range, maybe around 150 to 500 Hz depending on the source. Add some saturator if you want more harmonic presence, and keep it mono in the low end with utility, if needed. Arranging it is just as important as designing it. In bars 1 to 4, don't use full bass at all or just use a faint noise swell. In bars 5 to 8, bring in short bass pulses. In bars 9 to 12, alternate between bass hits and silence. In bars 13 to 16, open the filter a little more or introduce a tiny sub-pickup note right before the drop. That restraint is what gives the drop power. If the sub is already fully exposed in the intro, you lose contrast. And in drum and bass, contrast is everything. Now we get into the fun part, automation. This is where the track stops being a loop and starts feeling like a record. Your automation should separate the stable elements from the moving ones. Let the dusty layer move more than the drum transients. Let the drums stay relatively honest and let the texture evolve around them. Good automation targets include filter cutoff on the dust layer, saturation drive on the grime layer, utility gain on the drum bus, reverb send levels for snare hits or ambience, and echo feedback for a throw at the end of a phrase. A strong approach is to let the dust layer slowly open over the intro, while the drums remain crisp and fairly consistent. You can automate a tiny bit of extra drive or crunch on the drum bus as the track develops, but don't squeeze the life out of it. If anything, small lifts in the last four bars can make the whole thing feel like it's leaning forward. You can also automate a high shelf or a gentle top-end opening on the dust layer near the end, so the intro feels like it's brightening without becoming shiny. And remember, tiny moves matter. In this style, a subtle cutoff shift or sense swell can feel more powerful than adding another instrument. Now let's talk about the actual arrangement behavior. Bars 1 to 4, keep it minimal. A couple of drums, maybe an atmosphere, no bass. At the end of bar 4, bring in a reverse cymbal or a filtered crash. Bars 5 to 8, add the dusty break layer and the bass tees. At the end of bar 8, use a snare roll, a delay fill, or an echo throw. Bars 9 to 12, more hats, more ghost notes, more motion in the mid layer. Bars 13 to 16, strip one thing back, increase tension, then hit the pre-drop fill. You can make that pre-drop section especially effective by automating a return reverb or an echo tail on one snare, then cutting it off abruptly right before the drop. That sudden gap makes the impact feel much larger. Now, one of the most important things you can do in an old-school DNB intro is add ghost notes and micro-edits. A great intro doesn't just move in big sections. It has little rhythmic surprises. Copy a snare ghost note just before a main snare. Shift a hat slightly late for pocket. Drop in a tiny break fill every 4 or 8 bars. Mute one drum hit per phrase so the groove breathes. If you're using drum rack, use velocity variation. Ghost hits can live around 20 to 50 velocity, while the main hits stay stronger, but not necessarily maxed out all the time. Those little imperfections are what make the intro feel human and underground. Here's a useful mindset. The dust comes from imperfect edges, but the crispness comes from intentional transient control. If the automation gets fussy or you start feeling like you're overmanaging the piece, print it. Resample the evolving intro to a new audio track. This is a very advanced and very useful move. Once it's printed, you can chop the audio into new fills, reverse little chunks, or process the result with extra EQ, saturation, or reverb. It also helps lock in the vibe. Sometimes the best way to make something feel finished is to stop treating it like separate parts and turn it into audio. A nice trick is to resample just the dusty mid-texture, then reverse a few pieces into the next phrase. That can sound haunted, worn, and very old school without becoming messy. Let's cover a few common mistakes, because these are easy to make. First, don't make the intro too full too early. Hold back the sub and full bass movement until later. Second, don't over-brighten the dusty layer. It should feel grimy and mid-range forward, not fizzy. Third, don't crush the drum bus with too much compression. Preserve the transient bite. Fourth, don't drown everything in reverb. In DNB, too much reverb smears the groove and weakens the snare. Fifth, don't ignore mono compatibility. Keep the sub centered, and check the intro in mono now and then. A couple of advanced ideas if you want to push it further. Try splitting the intro into two emotional states. The first half can be more restrained and dusty. The second half can feel a little more aggressive and open. That gives the drop more payoff. Or switch the dust source halfway through. Start with a filtered break wash, then replace it with vinyl ambience or a printed room tail in the second half. That kind of source change can keep the intro interesting without adding too much complexity. You can also make the snare environment evolve. Keep the snare itself stable, but automate the reverb character from short and dark to slightly wider and brighter by the final phrase. And if you want a stronger fake-out, try removing the kick on the last bar, leave a snare echo hanging, and create a tiny silence before the drop. That little gap can hit hard if the timing is clean. Here's the core takeaway. Treat the intro as a contrast system, not a sound selection problem. Use the mid-range as your motion layer. Let the transient stay honest. Think in phrase tension, not constant tweaking. And check the whole thing quietly, because if the groove and tension still read at low volume, your balance is probably strong. So your mini practice exercise is simple. Build a 16-bar intro sketch. Load one chopped break into simpler or drum rack. Make a second duplicate layer for the dusty mids with auto filter, saturator, and erosion. Add a filtered base tease using wave eatable or operator. Automate the dusty layer from dark to slightly brighter over the full 16 bars. Add one reverse impact and one echo throw at the end of bar 8 or 16. Create at least one 2-bar section where a drum element drops out. Then bounce or resample it and listen for whether the intro feels like it's pulling toward the drop. Ask yourself one question. Does this sound like a real DNB intro with intention, or just a loop with effects on it? If it feels flat, don't add more layers first. Improve the automation contrast first.